Confirmation or observations of wind data supports that. It'll surpass Barbados of sustained wind, comfortable, 74 miles per hour, gusting to 86 miles per hour.
And again, the other question.
Very close. The forecast is probably nailed down to, in terms of distance, she probably passed 10, 15 miles off of us. But that was really, that was outstanding. Very, very accurate. She passed 15 miles south, and so therefore we were on the northern side of what would have been a very, very, very narrow wall, to be honest. And that would have brought the hurricane conditions across probably half the southern half of the island. We know for sure the southern half would had the greater winds. The northern section probably had just strong tropical storm force winds, but that corridor or band of our hurricane force winds was very narrow, very tight, wrapping around the eye.
I'll get back to the accuracy of the prediction in a short while, but I want to go back to a question everyone is asking. How long will we you touched on it, but let's go over it a bit more detail. How long will Barbados continue to be affected by wind, rain, etc.?
I can imagine the persons are anxious. They're anxious to get out there and survey the damage and, get things back together, and it's in parts of their property is damaged. They want to secure things, and maybe they might be leaking, areas might be leaking, etc. But, life is life and safety is paramount. That's important, first most. First and foremost. Just bear with it a little while longer. I know you want to get out there. I know you're tired of it. Another 2 hours is going to be a lot better. Each passing 15 minutes, half an hour, you're going to see improvements, especially on the wind speed front. You're going to be seeing the improvement. Just stick in there. Hang in there. You've done a fantastic job out there, everyone. You've done a fantastic job in there. You've hung in there through a really strong episode of strong winds and rains from Elsa. And so what's to come now, what we experienced, the worst has passed. The worst has passed in terms of the wind. The worst has passed.
That's very significant. That's a very significant point, Sabu, that the worst is behind us.
Yeah, but that's in terms of winds. We need to be careful. But there's still a chance we can get some significant rainfall, which can still be dangerous too. Because I'll explain why that's dangerous. Because I mentioned before, it's still dangerous out there on many fronts for many reasons. It's dangerous because those high winds can have things just really perch, just ready to topple over, etc. And then the heavy rains, can actually just completely job of making the actual object fall or tip over. And that could cause damage to, injury to persons and even loss of life. So we have to be very, very careful. And this is where the Department of Emergency Management, along with the public, if you can see things or you have issues, you report it to the Department of Emergency Management so that the teams that are on the ground can actually get you, they will log everything and get to you really quickly and get all these problems started as soon as possible. It's important that everyone report in what's going on in the ground. That's how we can get back on our feet.